Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Voter fraud, how easy is it? We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Mark Logos, who is a professor of political science at Valencia Community College in Central Florida. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Mark.
Glad to be here.
Mark, you have done some research on voter fraud, and it's surprisingly rampant, probably more so than what most people think, and fairly easy to do. Tell us about it.
Well, it is rather easy to do. If you take a look at what James O'Keefe, who I call the new 60 Minutes used to do this kind of thing. James O'Keefe decided to prove that when President Obama said that it was bogus, that voter fraud is just a myth, and then Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, said that it was just nothing to be concerned about, that it's just not real. James O'Keefe went out and went to the voting precinct of Eric Holder and walked in, and the precinct worker said, your name? And he said, Eric Holder. And he said, can you verify your address? And O'Keefe did. And he said, okay, Mr. Holder, here's your ballot. And at that point, O'Keefe said, now, wait a minute. I left my identification in the car. I want to go back out and go, oh, no, it's not necessary. You don't need your ID. He's, no, I'd feel much better if I go out and get my ID. And so as he's handing him the ballot, O'Keefe says, you know what? I'll be back faster than you can say fast and furious. Now, you know, well know, that if he had taken that ballot.
He actually said that.
Yes, he did. It's actually the video's out there, and that's what makes O'Keefe. He is the one who also.
Did the person not detect that this was fraud?
Not at all. Not at all. He's the one who also uncovered Acorn, the voting fraud in 2008. And so for those who don't know who James O'Keefe is, he is not African-American. He's white. He is not 62 years old, as Eric Holder was at the time. He is in his late 20s at this point. So there's nothing in common at all. And he proved to the Attorney General of the United States of America just how easy voter fraud couldn't be, because he posed as the Attorney General and, had he wanted to, could have taken that ballot and committed voter fraud.
That's astounding that he could do that, and they would actually give him a ballot without even looking at his identification.
Said it was not necessary.
Wow. You know, you have to have a identification to go into the White House and to visit, and yet you can engage in voting without any identification. Of course, Eric Holder has been opposing people to have identification to visit or to vote.
That's now, correct.
You have here also a New York watchdog, Department of Investigations. They provided some also evidence in addition to what you just shared with us, which is shocking, where they went into 63 polling places. What happened when they went into these polling places?
They weren't tested at all. 97% were able to get through. If you take a look in Virginia and Maryland, there was actually a case there where 42,000 plus individuals were dual registered. So if they wanted to commit voter fraud, we're not sure if they did, they would have had an opportunity to have voted absentee ballot in one state and then voted in person in another state. In North Carolina, upwards of 32,000 in the 2012 elections. In the great state of Florida, there were 198 illegal immigrants who were not only here but issued voter registration cards. 12 in Orange County,
Florida.
How
do they get a voter registration card? Do they just give a false ID when they go in?
Don't know how it happened.
Voter registration
but
card?
But Governor Rick Scott had to sue the federal government in order to gain access to the illegal immigration federal composite, the database. And it took federal courts to force the federal government to turn over the people in that database over to the state so they could cross-check. And that's how they determined 198. There were 12 in Orange County, Florida, Orlando. And when I contacted the supervisor of elections office there, and I identified myself, who I was and why I was calling, a professor of political science, I'd like an explanation. The individual on the other end of the phone actually kind of chuckled and said, well, you know, we just rely on people being honest. And wow. I said, that's not good enough for me, because the one thing that guarantees equality in this country is the whole concept of one person, one vote. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, you get one vote, I get one vote. And when voter fraud is committed, it's an assault on our freedom.
Well, this is a shocking poll that came out by the Pew Research Center in 2012, and they said that they found nationwide at least 1.8 million deceased voters are registered to vote. 1.8 million yeah. deceased voters are still registered to vote. So someone could go take their voter registration, they could have their card, pass it around, go in and use their ID and register and vote for them. And when you're looking at elections, 1.8 million swings elections.
Absolutely.
Even in a federal election.
Absolutely, it does. When you look at the fact that in some of these states in 2012, some of the elections were, you know, decided by less than 5,000 votes, and then you find out there are 42,000 potential, you know, voting in two states. I mean, it does. There was a woman who worked in the supervisor of elections office in Ohio, and I don't know if you remember this story or not, but it came out in 2012, and it was a CBS affiliate that actually uncovered the story. They went, they knocked on her door, and they said, we understand that you may have voted more than once in this election.
I remember seeing that.
And CBS Evening News would not touch the story. Now, here you are, a network, you have an affiliate that has broken a major story. It turns out that the individual involved was formally charged with six counts of voter fraud. And on camera had admitted in this interview when the reporter knocked on the door that she says, yeah, I voted twice. Now, she had worked in this supervisor of elections office for 19 years. Mm. And she said, you know, I wanted to make sure that Barack Obama was reelected. Well, fine, but that doesn't mean you have a constitutional right to go out and vote for him twice. What she was doing was she was taking family members and some friends, including herself. She would go out, do the absentee ballot route, and then encourage the individual to show up on election day just in case the ballot wasn't counted or didn't make it into the system, and so vote again. And so she committed voter fraud.
Wow.
And she
so
was found guilty.
She's not doing it herself, but she's encouraging other people
there
to do the same.
There were upwards of 17 votes possibly cast in addition to the legal votes that they could have cast. So you add 17 there, you add, you know, 20 here, you add one or two there. It adds up.
It adds up. It adds up. And you need to look at the presidential election in Florida in 2000 with mm-hmm. George W. Bush and Al Gore. I mean, obviously that was a presidential election that was decided in one state, and that was very, very close. Huge possibility of having complete voter fraud the other way.
I don't know if you remember in 2004, John Kerry barely lost Ohio. And there were a lot of Democrats, liberal Democrats, that said, you've got to challenge it. You've got to do a recount in Ohio. And he says, no, I'm not going to do that. Why? Because in Franklin County, Ohio, in 2004, there were more people who voted than lived there. Mm. Not registered voters, than lived in the entire Franklin County.
So 100%+ voting.
Exactly. So for them to have challenged that would have exposed the voter fraud in favor of Democrats that goes on in Ohio alone.
Unbelievable. Well, in 2012, the son of Congressman Jim Moran, a Democrat who represents the Virginia-Washington suburbs, he resigned as a field director because he was caught on tape with O'Keefe encouraging and instructing how to commit voter fraud.
That's exactly right.
This is unbelievable. Well, thank Mark for sharing this too with us. The question is, what can we do about it? And I think, obviously, we need to make sure that our not only state but federal government is monitoring. I think you obviously need some voter identification on this as well. It makes no sense to have voter ID that you have to get into the White House, but you can register to vote or you can vote without any ID as well. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycounsel.com. For more information, you can sign up for our Grassroots Action email and receive other information on this and other issues. Again, that website is libertycounsel.com, or you can go to Liberty Counsel's main website, lc.org, lc.org. Thanks for standing with us here in this ministry and encouraging those of your elected officials to get involved in these issues. This is critical. Voting fraud, especially as we're coming up to the midterm elections and then beyond that, another presidential election, we've got to get behind this. We've got to get in front of it. We've got to get this thing fixed. Some of these electronic voting booths, I've never been in favor of those anyway, because you never know whether somebody programs one vote to go the opposite way or whatever. You cannot have any tracking of those. I think we ought to go back, even though it may not be the technologically advanced approach, but go back to something where you have a hard copy ballot like we did before these electronic ballots. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information. Thanks for prayers and support for this ministry. Again, the website is lc.org, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.